VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. President Biden's foreign policy. A nation's foreign policy is a plan for how the country intends to interact with other countries. It's tailored to the international issues of the day. President Joe Biden spoke at the U.S. State Department on Thursday afternoon, February 4th. He began by discussing his administration's view of America's role in the world. Regarding Russia, President Biden said his administration agreed to extend a deal that limits the two nations' nuclear weapons, but they will also raise the cost on Russia if it interferes with U.S. elections, launches cyber attacks, or poisons American citizens. The president called China the most serious competitor to the U.S. and said America would confront the Asian country on its economic abuses and human rights attacks. However, he also said the U.S. was ready to work with China when it's in America's interest. Regarding the recent military coup in Myanmar, President Biden called on the Burmese military to return to democracy and release the political prisoners it recently took. Concerning the civil war in Yemen, the president said America would end its support for an international effort to defeat the rebels who are fighting Yemen's government. And on the subject of immigration, the president said he would significantly raise the limit on the number of refugees allowed into America. Unique snowflakes. Did you know that no two snowflakes are alike? Most snowflakes are made up of just a single ice crystal, while some more elaborate snowflakes are composed of as many as 200 ice crystals fused together. All flakes do maintain a basic shape of 6 slides, though each one's arrangement of molecules are different from another. This makes each one unique, just like your fingerprints. So what makes it so special? Why are they so unique? Actually, the answer is quite simple. It's all about the temperature of the atmosphere that the snow is falling through. The particle of ice has to fall through temperatures that are at or below the freezing point from the cloud and all the way to the ground, with no exceptions. It can be too warm for snow, but never too cold. Each flake encounters an ever so slightly different temperature and humidity level on its journey to your front yard, and that is what gives them their unique character. Tech ball. Have you ever seen a soccer game played at a ping pong table? Meet tech ball. It's a game that combines elements of both ping pong and soccer. To play it, you've got to use your head and feet, but not with your hands. This cool game was first played back in 2014, and it is on its way to becoming an official sport in the Olympic Games. Check out today's CNN 10 video to find out more. And now, here's our sentence of the day. A nation's foreign policy is a plan for how it intends to interact with other countries. Once again, a nation's foreign policy is a plan for how it intends to interact with other countries. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, intend. Intend, which means to have a plan or purpose. For example, you can say, the course is intended for intermediate level students. Number two, interact. Interact, which means to communicate with or react to. For example, it's interesting at parties to see how people interact socially. Number three, foreign policy, which means a government's policy on dealing with other countries, for example, in matters relating to trade or defense. For example, you can say, former U.S. President Donald Trump announced the America First approach for his main foreign policy in his inaugural address. Alright folks, that's all the time we have for today. Would you like to play tech ball? Or do you have some other cool ideas for a new sport? Let me know in the comment section down below. The holiday is over now. Time to get back on track. Cherish the moment and seize the day. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bye!